Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast. I'm excited to have you here today. Thank you for listening and tuning in. If you're a repeat listener, I love you guys. I love you if you're new too. I just love you. And I love this podcast. And you know what I also love, you guys? I love how God has equipped you and qualified you for your purpose. And that is what we're going to talk about today. Today we are going to be talking about how you are equipped and qualified, and you can do this. You can do this. I believe in you. All right, without further ado, let's begin today's episode. All right, so sometimes we doubt ourselves and we wonder if we have what it takes to accomplish our goals. We have those fears, those anxieties, those limiting beliefs, but as Christians, we can find that strength and assurance in God's word to know that, again, He has equipped and qualified you for this exact purpose, and you can do it. When we go into our Bibles, like, there's a few different things that I think about that when I think about, you know, purpose and being qualified. One example that comes to mind is in Exodus. I don't know where exactly, but somewhere in there, Moses doubted his ability to speak to Pharaoh, but God assured him that he would be with him and provided him the words to speak. And that to me is just so powerful. It's like you think about, like, even just as a speaker, going onto the stage terrifies me, but I know that if God, you know, place this desire in my heart to be a speaker, He's going to equip me and qualify me and give me the words as I'm speaking, kind of like this podcast. I mean, when I started this podcast, I was terrified. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, oh, I'm putting my voice on the internet. You know, people from around the world can hear me. And, you know, what if I say the wrong things? What if people judge me? La, 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 you know, the whole kit and caboodle. But He equipped me, He qualified me, and is blessing me with the words to speak and the topics. And it's just been such a beautiful journey. And I'm so grateful that I trusted Him and I made that decision to start this podcast. And I mean, if you're listening, you're probably thinking, I'm so glad you started it too, Courtney. Thank you for, you know, pushing past that fear. And you are welcome. You are welcome. Anyways, another one that comes to mind, and this was a really powerful one too, but I think about it, is in Jeremiah. God told Jeremiah that He'd set him apart and appointed him as a prophet to the nations, and He did that before he was even born. Like, how powerful is that, you guys? Pretty freaking powerful. So from, you know, these examples, you can see that God has a plan for our lives and He equips and qualifies us for our purposes. He created you in your mother's womb with already knowing the purpose for your life. And that's just so, my mind just can't wrap around that. Like, it's so crazy. So when we have confidence in His plan for us and we know on a soul level that He has given us everything that we need to succeed, there's no reason that we can't fail. You can't fail. There's no way that you can fail because He's equipping you and qualifying you. And success is non-negotiable because this is your purpose. He gave you this specific purpose because He knew that you were qualified to do it. He knew that you were the right person for this role, for this business, for whatever it is that you're, you know, thinking about as I'm saying this. But sometimes, you know, we might feel unprepared for the task. And when we're feeling unprepared, remind yourself of your strength and your ability and how it comes from God, and we can rely on him to equip us for the work that he's calling us to do. And I have another scripture that I absolutely love. You guys know I love my scriptures, and I'm trying to use more scriptures in this podcast, if you haven't noticed. Because I love to open my Bible, and it encourages me to open my Bible. Who doesn't need more biblical encouragement? But in 2 Corinthians 3:5, also another thing, it teaches me to actually say the, Bible properly. There's a few ones where I'm like, that's how you say it. That's how you say that word when I'd go to church. Anyways, off topic. But 2 Corinthians 3:5, it says, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. And again, this reminds us of our strength and our ability and how it comes from Him. We can rely on Him to equip us for this work because He called us to do it. This purpose that you have on your heart that you're pursuing right now, He called you to it. He has equipped you to do it. Your strength and your ability to be successful in this specific role is from Him. You cannot fail. It is from Him. The creator of the universe has given you a task at hand, and He's going, here's the skills, here's the abilities, here's what you need to know. Go do it. You can't fail. You can't fail because this is your purpose. This is your divine purpose for you on this world is this. And if you're feeling doubtful or uncertain about your abilities, just remember that God equipped and qualified you. He equipped and qualified you for that purpose. That is all you need to know. And you can do this because He is with you and He has given you everything that you need to succeed. And to close this episode, I really felt on my heart to pray. So I just wanted to say a quick little prayer because I feel like there's someone on this podcast today that really just needs that encouragement and just needs someone to pray for them. So I just want to pray for you guys today. So let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for equipping and qualifying us for our purpose. We know that we can rely on you to provide the strength, wisdom, and guidance that we need to accomplish our goals. Lord, please help us to trust in your plan for our lives and to have confidence in the gifts and abilities that you have given to us, that you have blessed us with. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing, for this purpose. I know now that I am equipped and qualified, and I can do this, and I will seek strength within you. In this we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening today, guys. I love you all. I'm praying for you all. I just prayed for you. If you found this episode helpful, if you enjoyed it, please, please, please leave us a review, share it with your friends and your family, whoever you feel needs to hear this today. And I will see you around for another episode. God bless you guys and have a great week. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.